We celebrate today St. John Vianney, who's the patron of priests. He was born in 1786 and had to grow up during the bloody French Revolution and during the persecution of the church at that time. After his upbringing in that clandestine church of France of the late 18th century and early 19th century, he discovered that he had a priestly vocation himself, though it was late at that time. In his early 20s, he entered the seminary. And in 1815, after many difficulties, he was ordained himself a priest. He had witnessed many heroic priests during the persecution of the church, and he himself, in 1815, became a priest and wanted to follow their example. Well known is the story of his admission to the priesthood, how he had difficulties, intellectual difficulties, we can say, with grasping all the subject matter necessary to arrive at ordination. And when the day came to ordain him, there was doubts. And the vicar general of the diocese, to overcome these doubts, posed a simple question. Well, is the abbé, his father, is the deacon, Vianney, is he pious? Does he have a devotion to Our Lady? Does he know how to pray the rosary? Yes, was the answer of his formators at the seminary. Very well, no more doubts. He will be ordained and the grace of God will do the rest. And it did. He had devotion to Our Lady. He loved to pray the rosary. He was pious and the grace of God did the rest in him. And he himself became in his own way a heroic priest of France of the 19th century. From 1818 till about 1818 till his death in 1859, he was the parish priest of a little town called Ars, where he worked miracles through his example, through his holiness. He's known as the martyr of the confessional. In his life, one thing that distinguishes him most is his ministry of the confessional. One biographer says about him, at all seasons, he was on his feet 20 hours out of the 24, and if not more sometimes, and to the confessional he devoted from 15 to 16 hours in the summer, and from 11 to 13 in the heart of winter. He was truly a martyr of the confessional. That's well known about him. What's less well known is that St. John Vianney, the curé of Ars, three times on three separate occasions tried to flee, tried to run away from his parish in Ars. Now, why is that? Because he wanted to abandon everything and leave the priesthood? No, quite the contrary. If it was up to him, if he didn't have obedience to respond to, he would be on his feet 24 of the 24 hours and he'd be in a confessional even longer. But what made him try to attempt to leave the parish? Well, it was the grave responsibility which sometimes overwhelmed him. The thought of, I, a sinner, am supposed to be forgiving the sins of others, I, who am so unsure of arriving at sanctity, I'm supposed to be leading others to holiness, and that unworthiness crushed him. And that sense of responsibility that he had to answer for that ministry one day to God became overwhelming, and he tried to run away just to be sure that he wasn't doing something against the will of God, that he wasn't undertaking something that was beyond his forces. And then, of course, the will of God would be made known to him again. He'd be told to go back, and he would, knowing that he was doing the will of God, and the grace of God would supply for the rest. So we need to pray for our priests who have a grave responsibility, especially in a confessional. What's the responsibility? St. Alphonsus de Liguori, in his little book on the priesthood, the duties and dignities of a priest, groups together the voices of the fathers. St. Alphonsus setting the fathers. St. Gregory says that no error is more dangerous than that which is committed in the direction of souls. It is certain that if a soul be lost through the fault of its confessor, God will demand of him an account of that soul. And St. John Vianney knew that very well. The Apostle Paul writes, obey your prelates, for they watch as being to render an account of your souls. Hence, according to St. Gregory, a confessor has to render to God an account of as many souls as he has penitents. And countless penitents flock to the little village of Ars. Confessing 15, 16 hours every day means you have a lot of penitents. You have to answer to God for each and every one of them. That's why St. John Chrysostom says, if we already tremble, having to render an account of our own sins, what awaits him who has to render an account of so many souls? It's a great responsibility, that of being a priest, that of having to forgive sins in the confessional of having to lead souls to perfection, and we need to pray for priests. You need to pray for your priests. St. John Vianney is the patron of priests, and especially in the upcoming Year of Mercy, which is going to begin soon, we need to pray that our priests, that us priests, will be useful instruments of mercy in the hands of our Lord and of Our Lady. Priests will have to answer to God for how poorly they exercise this ministry, and the faithful have to answer for whether they prayed for their priests or not. So we'll have to answer for how well we do our job. The faithful, you will have to answer for whether you prayed for your priests or not. So pray for them, pray for us, that we might all of us priests, follow the holy example of St. John Vianney and become instruments of his divine mercy, especially in the upcoming Jubilee Year of Mercy. Praised be Jesus and Mary.